Amen.
Praise God.
I release the line to Mother Minister Harris. Praise God.
Praise God this morning. Praise God, saints. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church under the leadership of our very own Apostle Asia Francis, who is also the overseer of the church, a church where the fivefold ministry is alive and is operating in spirit and in truth. We are located at 323 Post Avenue, Westbury, New York, 11590. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Praise God. At this time, I would like to welcome all the first-time visitors and returning visitors. Glory to God. We thank you this morning for joining us, being here today. Glory to God. We pray that the word will meet you here. Yes. And you will join us again in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This morning, I'll be coming from Proverbs 30. Glory to God. And I will be going from the first verse to the sixth. Glory to God. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and have not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, and thou hast kept me alive, that I shall not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembering of the holiness of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Oh, yes.
I thank God for the reading of the word, and I pray, glory to God, that this would touch you and that you would hold it and carry it through the week, because weeping may endure for a night, yet joy cometh in the morning. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God, Lord God. We're looking to Apostle Eartha Wright this morning to give us the praise and the glory, praise God, that the God truly deserved this morning.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Morgan, praise,
praise
God.
The Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Lord,
this is the day
Amen.
That the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice
Amen.
And be glad in it.
Amen.
Because this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Glory to God. We're going to have prayer, praise, worship. We're going to enjoy the Lord, because he said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to the name.
This is the day. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I heard the woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When she read the scripture, my God. Hallelujah. She said, weeping may endure for a night.
Yeah,
but
joy
coming in the morning. It is your morning. Glory to God. The morning should be second, my Lord. The minute that you believe God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
he makes it right then and right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, we come to lift him up this morning.
Yes, glory to God.
Oh, bless his name.
Yes, Jesus.
He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Amen, amen.
He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Yes, glory to the name.
He woke us up this morning, put us on our way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Yes, he didn't have to love us, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to love us, but he did. He woke us up this morning, brought us on our way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up this morning, taught us on our way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He don't owe us anything. Hallelujah. But he loves us, and because he loves us, hallelujah, he keeps waking us up. Because he loves us, he keeps supplying our need. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. He didn't have to do it.
Do it, but he did.
But he did.
Yeah,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Will there be a testimony or a song or a scripture for the Lord on this morning?
I don't know what you come to do. I don't know what you come to do. You and you and you and you.
Yeah.
You and you and you and you. I come to praise his name.
His name.
I come to praise his name.
His name.
I come to lift him up.
Him up.
I come to lift him up.
Him up.
Yes, glory to God.
Glory to God.
I just know those verses, but this morning I come to praise his name. Glory to the name.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
bless you, Jesus.
Glory to the name. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Glory to God. Through all the weeping at night, glory to God, we know that he loves us, glory to God, and have mercy on us, glory to God, because it may endure for a night, but the joy shall come in the morning.
Yes,
not half past midnight, not quarter of, but in the morning, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. Thank you, Jesus.
And I thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord, yes.
All glory to the name
of
Jesus. I love him, Lord God, because he first loved me.
Yes.
And he didn't have to do it, but he did.
Thank
amen
you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my Savior.
God has smiled on me.
Yes, come on now.
He has said, be God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Say it one more time. God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Yes.
Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
My Lord, my faith.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Lord, praise the Lord. Will there be another testimony? Hallelujah to the glory and honor of God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord, my Savior.
Give an honor to God this
morning. Praise the Lord, Mother Robert.
Praise God.
Giving honor to God this morning, who's head of my life. I just want to thank God for my pastor, Apostle Asia Francis, and her husband, Deacon Francis. I thank God for Apostle Eartha Wright Morgan. I thank God for Prophetess Maggie. I thank God for Prophetess William. I thank God for Minister Mother Jacqueline Harris. I thank God for Evangelist Johnson and all the saints in their prospective places. I just want to give God the honor this morning. I want to read this scripture. Hebrews 11:1-3. Mm-hmm. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders attained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I just want to thank God for the reading of the word on today, because he said without faith, now faith, he said, now faith. Because we know without faith it's impossible to please God. And that's my testimony on this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord. The Lord,
praise God.
Glory to God.
Yes.
I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me. I'm singing. Glory,
hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me. And when I was in trouble, yes, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory,
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah.
Saved and sanctified.
Oh, yes.
Jesus lifted me. I'm saved and sanctified. Jesus lifted me. I'm saved and saved.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad Jesus lived.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And when Satan thought he had me bound,
come on now.
He lifted me. Hallelujah. Thank you for lifting us up this morning.
Yes,
thank you for starting us on
yes,
our
Lord.
Way.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for allowing
Lord.
Us to see a brand new day.
My
glory
Lord,
to
God.
My Lord God is worthy of all of the praise, the glory, and the honor.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing
and I'm asking him to send us power, Lord, Holy Ghost, power, Lord, Holy Ghost, power, Lord, power, Lord, power to talk right, power, Lord, power to live right, power, Lord, Holy Ghost, power, Lord, we need your power, Lord, send it on down, Lord, send your Holy Ghost, come on down, send it on down, Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down, Let your Holy Ghost come on down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise is what we do. Praise is what we do, oh God. No matter what we're going through, we praise you this morning, dear God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for taking the shackles off our feet this morning. Thank you for taking the shackles off our feet. Hallelujah. Oh, we got joy, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name.
Send the Holy Ghost right on down.
The world didn't give it to me.
The world can't take it away.
Yes, this job that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This job that I have, the world didn't give it to me. But give it and the world can't take it away.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Lord for joy this morning. Thank the Lord for power this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm even going to say it. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for victory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you this morning, beloved. Amen. I thank God this morning. Amen.
Yes.
Because he is my life.
My
I thank him because he is credible. Amen.
My
and
Lord.
He does incredible things. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I thank him for taking me and my husband through the highways and the byways. Amen.
Yes.
Bringing us safe, keeping us from more hurt, harm, and danger. Amen.
Yes.
I thank him just for being in the midst. Amen. I thank
Amen.
Him for being the keeper and the bishopric of my soul. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God because it is him that keeps me from falling. Amen. I
yes.
thank him for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
And those of you that know the power and the strength of prayer, please pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you, Apostle.
Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
Much. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you. You're a friend of mine. You supply my every need.
Jesus.
My hungry soul, you feed. I'm a worry, you are my source, from which all blessings flow, and with this all in mind, you're a friend of mine. You supply my every need. Oh, yes, you do. My hungry soul, you feed. And I'm aware you my soul is from which our blessings flow, and with this all in mind, I know just where to go. I know. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Also, Asia Francis.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord this morning, beloved. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For your unction to function this morning. Hallelujah. In the capacity and where the Holy Spirit has placed you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for praise, worship, and testimony. We thank God for the overcoming power of the saints. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus,
nobody
praise
like
God.
Jesus.
Then when we stand on the promise of God, hallelujah, and testify about, hallelujah, what the crucified blood has accomplished on our behalf, the Bible tells us that we overcome, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory God. God has placed a testimony in your heart about this blood. Hallelujah, he's placed a testimony in your mouth about the blood. Blood of Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, praise God. And we have to be careful, amen, that we just give that report, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Beloved, I want you to turn with me this morning to 1 Timothy. Praise God. 1 Timothy, amen. And we're going to go to chapter 6. Amen. Praise God. We're going to hear the word of the Lord this morning. Faith come by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. So in hearing the word, amen, it shall build your faith. Amen. Mm-hmm. It shall increase your faith, because the Bible teaches us that this is how faith comes. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that man shall not live off of bread alone, but off of every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. The word of God is good for nourishment. Amen. Praise God. In righteousness.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I also heard the Bible say that I sent my word and it healed them. I sent my word and he saved them. I sent my word and they were delivered. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever it is that you need, the word is equipped to handle it. Amen. Praise God. For we do know that Jesus Christ, he is the living word of God. Amen. He is the Logos. Amen. Praise God.
Yes,
before there was any creation, there was the Word. Amen. Praise God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. So what we give you something of value this morning. We give you something that is worth cherishing. Amen. Praise God. We give you something today that is worth believing. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something worth working. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And so, beloved, I'm going to read the Holy Scriptures. Amen. And I said, holy, set apart, sanctified unto God is his. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read the Holy Scriptures into your hearing, amen, to the hearing of God's holy people, amen, praise God.
Yes.
Let as many servants as under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed, amen. God is speaking about our character, our actions, our behavior, amen. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved. Partakers of the benefit, these things teach and exhort. Amen. God is even in the playing field. Amen. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, into the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about, amen, questions and strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. Amen. Praise God. God is telling you to remove yourself. Amen. Don't listen to these things. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having Amen. Food and raiment, let us be there with content. Amen. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drawn men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Amen. God is lighting our path right here. He's telling us in verse 12 to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall shew, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us riches, all things to enjoy. Everything is coming from God, amen? That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling and of oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, if you have noise in your background, I'm going to ask that you, amen, walk in your dominion and mute your phone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to bring your attention to verse 12. Amen. And it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And then he says in 13, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things. Amen. And before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. Amen. Beloved, I want to leave this thought with you, this kingdom thought with you today, and that thought is stay in the fight. Stay in the fight. Amen. In today's text, amen, 1 Timothy is one of the Pauline epistles. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul being the inspired writer, amen, is encouraging, amen, the young pastor Timothy, amen, as God is encouraging you today, amen, in your walk, amen, to fight the good fight of faith, amen. Sometimes in life we find ourselves fighting all kinds of fights, amen, praise God. But the only fight that the Bible tells us that we ought to fight is fight the fight of faith. And that is that you will constantly believe in the victory that Christ has won for you. Amen. That victory was won at the cross. That victory was won through him being crucified. Amen. Through him being beaten. Amen. His beard being pulled, the many stripes that he received. Amen. That victory was won through him giving up the ghost. Amen. Through his heel being bruised. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But that victory was also won, amen, through his resurrection. Amen. Praise God. When he overcame all that was thrown at him. Amen. When he came as a lamb to the slaughter and then raised himself up again. Amen. Praise God. There is victory and there is such a provision that comes through the cross for us. Amen. And the Bible is telling us, amen, stay in the fight. Amen. This is what God is telling us today. Stay in the fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise God. I watched a picture the other day. Amen. And there was a boxer. I believe it was Halle Berry that played this boxer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And she was, as she was fighting in this fight, amen, she was getting pounded and pounced on. Amen. Praise God. The other fighter was very strong, very quick, younger. Amen. Praise God. And she was quick. Amen. Praise God. And so Halle Berry would get pounced on. She was bleeding. She would go back to her corner. And there was people over in her corner putting ointment on her, throwing water in her face, squeezing water from a sponge over her head and encouraging her that she can do it, that she can win. But she got to do it this way. And she got to do it that way, beloved. Amen. And I believe that this is what goes on with us today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe that God is an encouraging God and that we have a supernatural divine provision. We have it in the angelical host. We have it in his spirit. Amen. We have it in the power of his name. Amen. Praise God. We have it in the weapons of warfare that is not carnal in nature but mighty in God if we would just use them. Amen. Praise God. And so we could fight this fight all kind of ways. Amen. But the enemy wants you to fight the fight, amen, with carnal weapons, amen. But God is saying that your weapon of warfare is not carnal but mighty in God, and that if you're going to stay in the fight, that you got to fight it the way I'm telling you to fight it, amen. You got to fight it with the good fight of faith. You got to fight it believing every word that I have spoken out of my mouth. You got to fight it knowing that I'm going to bring you through and that I am going to bring you out. You got to fight it knowing that there shall be glory after this. You got to fight it knowing that the victory has already been won. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. God is giving you the provision on this day that you can stay in the fight. The word that dropped from eternity into time is to fight the good fight of faith. Don't use your carnal weapons. Set them aside. Praise God. I remember I was talking to Mother Roberts on yesterday. Praise God. And I was saying that I'm not taking the last medication prescribed to me because these medications, they fix one thing, but they break another. Amen. Praise God. They start messing with your kidneys and your organs and all kind of things. And Mother Robert said, well, I'm on medication and it ain't breaking nothing. It ain't touching nothing. Amen. Praise God. She was fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise God. She says, I take the medication for this purpose and the medication don't have no right to do anything else. Praise God. And I said, my God, the mother faith is strong. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, sometimes we speak all kind of things, but you got to be able to fight the good fight of faith. You got to step up and believe God every step of the way. Amen. Praise God. Listen, sometimes things are spoken and we allow it to happen. Amen. Praise God. But Mother Robert stopped it in its tracks. Amen. Praise God. She gave it an eviction notice. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, you got to stand up for yourself like that. Amen. People are speaking words, and these words are even coming to bless you or curse you. Amen. Praise God. And it's not that the person that is speaking to you have something against you. Amen. Words themselves are on assignment. Amen. Praise God. And the way you perceive a thing is how it will work in you. Praise God. And Mother Roberts began to speak. She opened up her mouth, and she began to speak in the cosmos to deal with. Amen. Praise God. I don't know what was going on within her, but I know that when she spoke, she said that these medications don't have no authority to do nothing but fix what it was given to me for. Praise God. So sometimes, beloved, we will get beat up pretty badly in life. Amen. But we must stay in the fight. Amen. We must fight Amen. Until we feel the joy of victory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, you got to fight and fight and fight. I heard, amen, Minister Harris say today that weeping may endure for a night. But she said, joy cometh in the morning. Where there's weeping, sometimes we believe that there is sorrow. Amen. Praise God. Where there is weeping, amen, there's trials and tribulations. Amen. Some people have tears of joy, but I don't believe that this is what that text was meant for. Amen. Praise God. She said, we it may endure for a night, but she said, joy cometh in the morning. And so, beloved, the morning is a dawning of a new day. The morning is the light shining in. The morning is the breakthrough. Amen. Praise God. When the morning comes, the sun's breakthrough. The sun breaks through the darkness. Amen. But, beloved, I come to give you a revelation on today. Weeping may endure for a night. We may go through trials and tribulations, and it may be a night season for us. But when we get the revelation of Jesus, when we get the revelation of the true light, amen, praise God, your day season may come when it's pitch black outside. Praise God, sometimes, amen, praise God, we can only see the morning of the breaking of the day. But there is a light that shineth in you that is like no other. Greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. I'm talking about the true light that shineth in your heart. That when you get the revelation of Jesus in the midst of the trial and the tribulation, when the word of God begins to work in your heart, when you use it as your sword, amen, praise God, hallelujah, it brings the breakthrough of the revelation. I remember the Bible saying in Genesis, let there be light. That was before there was any sun. God was speaking the revelation of himself, praise God, hallelujah, and it came by way of the word. He said, let there be light. Let there be the knowledge of God. And so weeping may endure for a night, but when you get the knowledge of God, when you get the plan of God concerning this situation and circumstance, when you begin to believe that God's mind towards you is that you prosper, that his mind towards you is that you break out and that you break through, I tell you, joy cometh at the revelation. Joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh at the revelation of light, and that light is Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so sometimes, amen, we will get beat up pretty badly in life, but we have to stay in the fight. We have to fight until we feel the joy of victory. Even when we think that we are going to lose, praise God, when we think that we are not going to make it, and we begin to stumble in the corner of life, amen, there are many cares and worries in this life. The Lord will come and pour the cool water of his word on your head. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what that corner is for. That corner is for you to build up your faith. That corner is for you to be ministered to by the angels. That corner, that corner is for the water of the washing of the word to strengthen you, to order your steps and direct your path. The Lord will come and pour the cool water of his word on your head. He will take the ointment, amen, the same ointment that they put on the boxer that the punches roll off of them. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever seen a boxing match? God will take that ointment. Oh, yes, he will. And he will smear it on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will smear that healing balm. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he will. He will bring healing to your wound, healing to your soul bruises. He'll give you a tough skin. Oh, yes, he will. He will rub life back into you. Your spirit, so you can jump up, hallelujah, and live to fight the fight of faith another day. Oh, yes, you will, hallelujah. You can say to the fight that you're fighting right now, hallelujah, that I shall live to fight another day. This good fight of faith, hallelujah, Jesus. You can say, come on, life, throw what you will, because my faith is anchored in Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that God wants us to be fighters. Why? Because the Bible calls us soldiers. Oh, yes, it does. In 2 Timothy 2:3-4, the Bible calls us soldiers. Amen. We are warriors in the army of God. We are people of battle. Oh, yes, we are. The Bible even tells us in Ephesians. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to wrestle. Hallelujah. Anybody wrestling with anything, praise God. Sometimes we just want to speak it. Amen. But the Bible tells us to wrestle. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Bible is telling you again to be strong. And not in your own might, because God is not doing it by your might or by your strength, but he's doing it by his spirit. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle, what am I wrestling with? I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood. These are word curses coming at me. These are illnesses coming at me. Praise God. The enemy is dealing with me at a speed of a thought. Amen. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is what the Bible is saying that you're wrestling with. Know your enemy. Know the opponent. Praise God. Know who you're wrestling with. Know that your weapons of warfare is not carnal in nature. Know that it's not your fist. Know that it's not the bottle. Praise God. Hallelujah. The bottle can't fix nothing. Amen. It says in 13, wherefore take unto thee the whole armor of God, hallelujah, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, the Bible says stand some more, praise God. So are we going to go through things in this life? Is life like a boxing match? Are we going through with our children? Yes, we do sometimes. But we're going to hold fast to the confession of faith, praise God. We're going to bring forth a good report. Praise God. Even when it looks like there's no good report to bring forth, we're going to speak it anyway. We're going to cause the kingdom system that has been moved to divinely align, and they're going to divinely align at our report. Why? Because God gave us dominion. He gave us power. He gave us authority over scorpions and serpents, over everything that is working against us. God gave us power, praise God. He says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, he says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. I heard Jesus say that I am the way, that I am the truth, that I am the life. The Bible said to gird your loins with truth. Well, Jesus is the living word. When the Bible speak of your weapons of warfare, God said if you just put your faith in my word that I hallowed for you, my word that I sanctified for you, my word will fight your battles. My word has a provision for you. My word goes out, and it went out, and it's constantly going out. Every time you speak it, God is sending his word. Every time you open up your mouth and proclaim it, God is sending his word, and his word is working, and it's working in your heavens. God's word go out, and it does not come back void. And so Hallelujah, Jesus. And so the truth, amen, the breast having on the breastplate of righteousness. It says, stand therefore, have your loins girded with truth. The truth is the word of God. Beloved, we need the word. We need to know the word. We need to believe the word. We need to yield the word. We need to will the word in the name of Jesus. It says, having on the breastplate of righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is right standing with God. That's all righteousness is when we are in right standing and when we have faith in the word. I'm talking about all the word of God. When we have faith in Jesus, he is the culmination of the word of God. When we have faith in Jesus, beloved, you know that puts us in right standing. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells you to stand, but you don't want to just stand any kind of way. You don't want to stand on the left side, but you should be on the right. You want to be in right standing. You don't want to be in bad standing, understanding, amen, overstanding, but you want right standing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Beloved, learn how to be in right standing with God. Learn, hallelujah, how to hold fast to the confession of faith. Don't let it go. Take it all the way into the grave if you got to. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said Christ took the word himself. Hallelujah, the very assignment. He took it all away into Sheol, but he rose again. Oh, yes, he did. The Bible says that the grave could not hold him. Oh, yes, he did. And he held on to that word, the very assignment of his coming. And he came up with all power. I said, all power. Hallelujah, Jesus. The cares and worries of life may seem like it's burying me, but watch out when you bury the seed. Hallelujah. I'm coming up with life. I'm coming up with all power. I'm coming up victorious. Oh, yes, I am. Hallelujah, Jesus. You shall have victory. And it says, in your feet, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Beloved, gospel of peace, it ain't nothing but the word. God is making it plain for us. The belt of truth, girded about your waist, that's the word. Hallelujah. The breastplate of righteousness, hallelujah, that's protecting your organs, that's the word. Hallelujah. The gospel of peace, that shouted about your feet. Hallelujah, beloved, that ain't nothing but the word. The more you get into the word, the more you understand the word. I need an understanding of right standing in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you will see that as you get an understanding of your weapons of warfare and that they're not carnal in nature but mighty in God, when you learn that it is the word, and that it just keep coming up the word, it just keep coming up Jesus, amen, you will find, amen, that you are stronger than you think, amen, you will find, amen, praise God, that through your faith in the word that it is truly God that is fighting your battles, amen, you will find that when your faith is in the word that that is how you truly fight the good fight of faith. How do we stay in the fight? We stay in the fight by believing every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We stay in the fight. Why? Because these our believing turns into deeds. Our faith begin to work. Amen. Praise God. And it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen. Praise God. That shield of faith is the word again. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I know you're saying, Apostle, how do I use my shield of faith? Amen. Well, the doctor may say you're sick, but God said that by my stripes you are healed. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to confess that. I'm going to confess that. I'm going to going to confess what God said. I'm going to confess it until I believe it in my heart. I'm going to confess it until I wake up speaking it. I'm going to confess it. Amen. It don't mean I'm crazy. It don't mean that I don't, that the doctor report is not hallelujah, has not manifested, that the weapon have not manifested. Amen. Praise God. But it's not going to prosper. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because my faith is in God's provision for me. Amen. The pain may be real, but this is the truth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a difference between what's real and what's true. Amen. Praise God. Jesus didn't say that I'm just real. He said I am the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The truth can change the thing that was real and make your reality something else. He says, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. Amen. You want to live? Amen. Hallelujah. The doctor's report may kill you, but the truth will make you live. Amen. Praise God. The truth will make you free. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then it says, take on. So how do we quench the fiery darts of the enemy? Amen. The enemy dart may say this, but our faith is in God. Amen. Praise God. Our faith is in what God say. Amen. The dart of the enemy may say, you can't make it. Amen. You can't take it. Amen. You can't take another punch. You can't go any further. Amen. But the Bible says that I can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthen me. Amen. Praise God. I remember I was about to get on a plane, and I was standing outside of the door waiting for the perfect opportunity. Amen. I needed some fresh air. I had some things going on, praise God, hallelujah, and I would step on, but there was something that would overtake me, and I would jump back off, praise God, and I said, God, I done spent my money. Am I getting on this plane today? But there was this man that walked by me, praise God, and he walked by me, and I felt a fresh wind, and he said, great is he that is in thee than he that is in the world, and at that word, I jumped on the plane, praise God. I walked to my seat, praise God, hallelujah, because I said, greater is he, greater is he, fighting the good fight of faith. Beloved, who will you believe? What report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's how you quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Amen. They come and amen, but they don't have no power until you start believing in them. Amen. Praise God. Remember Elijah. Amen. He gave the words of hallelujah, Jesus, of Jezebel power, because he believed that it made him tired. It drained his energy after that long battle. Amen. When she told him that she would kill him. Amen. And God asked him, what are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was weary. He was tired. Amen. But God don't just have us in the army of the Lord. His army is fortified. Amen. Praise God. When we have given up hope and feel like we can't go no further, he told Elijah, he said, anoint Elisha in your stead. Amen. Praise God. Elijah didn't just choose Elisha. God appointed Elisha. Amen. And Elisha served the man of God until he was no more. Amen. When God appointed Elisha, Elijah wasn't gone yet. He served Elijah for years until he was no more, until God took him up in a whirlwind. Amen. Praise God. So God gave him someone to serve him and to help him to do what it is that God has called him to do. Amen. And because Elisha served the man of God so well, praise God, and he asked for a double portion of his anointing, Elijah said, this is not for me to do. Only God can do this. But if you are with me when I am taken up, if you are with me, praise God. And what did Elisha have to do? By faith. After the man of God was taken up in the whirlwind, by faith, amen, did he strike the bank of the river and dry it up. Amen. By faith did he do the next miracle. By faith. And when all the other prophets saw that he was doing the miracles, amen, that Elijah did, amen, they knew that he was next in line, that he had picked up the mantle. They knew that God was using him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The mantle is for God to give, not for man to give. Amen. God decides who's next. God decides. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you got to stay in the fight. Hallelujah. Jesus says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He didn't say some, hallelujah. He didn't say that some will get through. He said every dart that's thrown at you, amen, beloved, that if your faith is in Christ, amen, you can quench it. Amen, praise God, and take the helmet of salvation. Huh? Amen, that helmet is going to protect your head. Don't, beloved, you need to protect your head. You need your mind to be kept in perfect peace. You need to meditate on the word day and night. Amen, you need to learn, amen, how to go to the throne of grace boldly, because you have unlimited access. Amen. Praise God. Can't nobody stop you from entering in. Amen. Beloved, you need to know this. Amen. You need to put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. Praise God. I've seen people live without an arm, without a leg, part of certain organs taken away. Amen. Praise God. But I ain't seen nobody live without a head. Amen. Praise God. Protect that head dome. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't let the enemy take your head off. Put on the head helmet of salvation. Beloved, protect your mind. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How did, when God wanted to take out witchcraft, what did he deal with? Amen. He dealt with King Agag. King Agag, amen, he was a king that operated in sorcery. Amen. When he sent, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God's name. When he sent the king in, amen, praise God. I'm trying to think of the name of the first king, Lord. Bring it to my attention, amen. When he sent King Saul in, amen, to kill King Agag, he said, kill up everything, every woman, every child, every boy, every man, kill the animals. Don't keep nothing. Do not come into agreement with that spirit of sorcery. Amen. Praise God. Amen. A spirit of witchcraft. Amen. He suffered the witch not to live. That is why everything up under King Agag had to die. Amen. Praise God. When you cut off the head of the king, everything else dies. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that's one way to be successful in battle. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The demonic kingdom branches out to different parts. But when you take off the head of the king, beloved, praise God, amen. But what did he do? He disobeyed God. He let the king live. He kept the best of the cattle. The devil is a lie. God said, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. Beloved, don't let it work in your house, in your life. A little leaven, leaven the whole lump. Amen. Kill it, kill it, kill it. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's no such thing as a little white lie and a little sin. Kill it, kill it, kill it. Amen. Die to the flesh. Die to self. Praise God. Amen. And walk this thing out by faith. Amen. Beloved, stay in the fight. Amen. Take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Very plainly did he say, your sword. Amen. Hallelujah. Is the word of God. That how do you deal with the enemy? You deal with the enemy with it is written. Amen. Praise God. Mother Robert said, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The medication ain't going to do nothing for me. God is on my side. Hallelujah. It ain't going to hurt me. It ain't going to hurt my God is with me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you got to open up your mouth. Don't just think it. Speaking into the cosmos. Cause for those things that are already working to shift into divinely aligned. There's some things that you need to open up your mouth for, praise God. There's times when I pray in my spirit, but and then there's times when I pray out loud. Amen, praise God. I'm an avid prayer out loud, praise God. Sometimes I open up my mouth and speak things, and my husband says, who are you talking to? And I say, I'm talking to my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, open up your mouth. It says in 18, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the spirit. It's good to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Amen. Beloved, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. So, beloved, we got to be able to speak boldly. Apostle Paul told the people to pray for themselves. Fight the good fight of faith. That's how they're going to win their battles. And he told them, and pray for me. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, too, to pray for me. Amen. Praise God that when I'm facing the adversary, I can open up my mouth boldly and say, it is written. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we open up our mouth and we say all kind of things. Amen. Praise God. But the only thing that's going to fight your battle is that which is written, beloved. Hallelujah. And so there's a grace upon you now to fight the good fight of faith. I don't know what battle you in or what you're standing in need of. Amen. But God is a God that he can do it. He can make a limb grow. He can make rotted flesh be restored. Amen. He can give you new organs, new eyes, new kidneys. Amen. Praise God. He is God. There is nothing that is too hard for God. Hallelujah. You have to begin to hope and imagine again. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, do you have the faith to receive your miracle? Amen. Are you fighting the good fight of faith? Are you still in the fight? Get up off of the sideline. Hallelujah. Get back in the fight of faith. Get back in the confession. Amen. Confess a good report. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah, beloved. Just bless God for your miracle today. Just bless him. Hallelujah. Get back in the fight. Just bless him. Make the choice today that I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Open up your mouth and bless him. Amen. Feel the joy of victory today. Feel the joy of victory. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open up your mouth and thank him. Thank him. Open up your mouth and thank him. Open up your mouth and thank him. Open up your mouth and thank him. Strength. You have strength to receive seed. You have strength to receive seed. Receive the seed of fighting the good fight of faith. Receive it in the name of Jesus. But just as Sarah had the strength to receive seed, amen, when she was well past the age, you have strength to receive seed. You may be on your last leg, on your last hope, but God is strengthening you right now. God is. God is strengthening you right now, beloved. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus, beloved. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Receive it, receive it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the provision of the cross. We thank him for the provision of the Holy Ghost. We thank him for the move of the angels. Amen. Praise God. Those that are fighting, winning wars in the heavenlies on our behalf, and those that are ministering to us and strengthening us. We thank God for dealing with us at the speed of a thought. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we can hold fast to the joy of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, remember, stay in the fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't give up. Don't give in. Amen. Praise God. Don't throw in the towel. Keep pressing. Keep believing. Keep living. Amen. Praise God. We fighting that we may obtain the prize. Amen. Praise God. And the prize is yours. Jesus won the battle at the cross. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is keep believing. Come into that place of knowing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone say, I'm fighting the good fight of faith.
I'm fighting the good fight of faith.
I'm fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah.
I am fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. Not just for my children, not just for a good job. Amen. In every aspect of life, I know God's mind toward me. If I don't know it, I'm going to research it. Amen. I am fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we're going to finish this new year, this end of this year strong. And we're entering into the new year even stronger, fighting the good fight of faith, believing. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to get in your flesh. Just believe God. Take that energy and believe God. Revert your energy. Amen. Take that energy. Take that momentum and just believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him. Believe him.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Glory to God's name. Amen. Glory to God's name. I'm going to release the line right now to Mother Roberts. Amen, Mother Roberts. I'm going to ask that you do the altar call for today. Amen. Praise God. Let us do the call to discipleship. Amen.
This part of the service is for the ones that want to get saved and the ones that have backslid but want to come back to God. I'm going to be reading two different scriptures. The first one will be coming from 3 John 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And the next scripture that I'll be reading is coming from Romans 10:9. If thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. I just want to thank God for the reading of the word. Lord, we thank you today. We ask you to forgive us of all of your sins, God. Lord, we believe that you died on the cross for our sin. Lord, I'm asking you to forgive us of all of our sins and save us, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, the ones, if you said that prayer, then you are now saved. And that's also for the ones that was saved but turned their back on God. But we welcome you back to Jesus. We just ask you, if you don't have a church home,
we'll be glad to have you here. If not, just find some church home where you'll be able to get the word of God and worship him and your son Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, all of heaven is rejoicing even right now at one soul that giveth their life to Christ. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, even if you found yourself in a backslidden state, amen, praise God, and not really believing or fighting the fight or not being in right standing with God the way he said, not doing it the way he said in his word, just repent too and get back in right standing with him. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. There's nothing else but to do but to be restored, to be reconciled back to God, that we be in right standing with God. Amen. Listen, we're going to finish this race. Amen. Praise God. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise God. We are going to obtain the prize. Praise God. We are champions. Amen. Praise God. Up under all of the pouncing and all of the things that are going on in the cares and worries of life. Amen. We have the victory. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for the victory. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I'm going to release the line right now to Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh that she can do the offering. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time of the service, we all can participate in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can, you would like to give at this time into this word, that such a powerful word. Amen. You can by giving to $CSDC12. You can by going to the website, cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, and clicking the donate button. If you have the church app, you can click on donate on the church app, and it will redirect you to where you're able to donate. Amen. Or if you would like to mail in, you can mail in, any offering, tithes, any seeds, anything that you desire to give to the ministry. You can mail that in by, just one moment to get the address, post office box 1143, Edenton, North Carolina, 27932. If you desire to give via Zelle, it is Cornerstone Deliverance Church at gmail.com. Those are the many ways that you're able to give into this ministry. Amen. And we are believing, God, for your seed that you plant into this ministry, that it will be a powerful and it will flourish and harvest and be a mighty harvest. Amen. So let us go before the Lord for the tithes, the offerings, and the seeds. Amen. Oh, most heavenly gracious Father, we thank you for this, for everything that will be sown into Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will bless every tither, every seed sower, everyone that is able to give, even the ones that are not able to give, Lord God, bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Now we pray that, Lord God, this will continue to bless the ministry to continue to go forth, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that it will be able to continue to spread the gospel throughout this world in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God that we can worship him in our giving. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That worship, amen, is us being in right standing. We do that in spirit and truth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it is a privilege, amen, to be able to give to the work of Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, we want you to hold fast to the confession of faith, and we want you to join us. Amen. And Sunday school at 12:00 p.m. today, praise God. And bring your questions that you may have concerning the lesson. Amen. Take notes. If you haven't read the lesson yet, do read it. Amen. I'm going to ask the prophetess, Margaret Cavanaugh, to send out the scripture, amen, in the portal. Amen. Praise God. In the group text that everyone would have the scripture, even if you don't have the book, that you can read it. Amen. Praise God. And come prepared to be blessed. Amen. You cannot fight the good fight of faith if you don't know what God said that you can put your faith in it. Amen. Praise God. And we are being taught through all the services, whether it is Bible study, spirit and truth worship, whether it is Sunday school, amen, or any of the special services. Amen. We truly thank God for you and you being on. Amen. And I'm going to tell it to you like Apostle James said. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, that which you have heard today and that which you say you believe. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to put deed to it. You got to get out there and work it. Amen. You are going to face some things. Amen. But you have to constantly put your faith in what God is saying about your situation and your circumstance. You have to pray without ceasing, and you must put on the full armor of God. Amen. So, beloved, as we leave the line, let us fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise God. Be mindful of the battles that you fight. You could go back and forth about a lot of things, but let your stand be with you fighting the good fight of faith. Don't let anything or anyone shake your faith in your God. Amen. Praise God, because that is how your provision is coming. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Is Mother Minister Harris still on?
Yes, I'm right here.
Woman of God, can you please close us out in prayer?
Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Glory to God. We thank God for our Apostle Asia Francis. Glory to God. How she gave even up herself over and over again, Lord God. I ask that you touch her and refreshing her today, glory to God. And those that heard the word, that they would put it in their heart and just absorb it and take it into your world, your life, because the word had to then for you too, glory to God, you would not have been on the line this morning, glory to God. We really thank you and we praise your holy name, glory to God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord watch between me and thee, while we're absent one from another, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love. Agape love.